Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post and Kimberly Jones of NFL Network. And Paul, obviously the Giants offensive line is going to get a big test on Monday night. This Vikings front is one of the best in the National Football League.
Well, they're also licking their chops. They're coming off an 8-sack performance against Cam Newton, who does hold the ball a little bit, but he's a big, strong guy. It's hard to bring him down. Yeah, the first 3 weeks, the Cowboys did not have anything special up front. The Saints certainly had nothing special up front. And the Redskins are okay, but this is the greatest test for what most people think is the most vulnerable part of this Giants defense. Their offensive line.
And, Bob, I'll leave the stat pack to you, but okay. There are numbers that indicate when Eli gets rid of the ball quicker, he is much more accurate. Mm-hmm. That means the Giants' offense much more effective. You have to believe that's part of the game plan this week.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, obviously, they have these three weapons, but now the Giants are dealing with some injuries. You know, they went through the first 2 weeks pretty unscathed. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to deal with some guys that are banged up, and here's where the coaching staff has to mix and match a little bit.
But as far as we know, the big three are healthy. Right. They are available. They are available in Victor Cruz's case to be targeted more than three times in a game. And in the first 2 weeks, we saw that Victor can do good things when targeted late in games. So I think the big three has to lead this team. I think they're capable of doing it as a